everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ooh, baby. Uncle Shannon Sharp shows the world he might be 56, but he still know how to beat them yams.
Oh. And the Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl had to come clean about giving his mistress the Shannon Sharp special and his secret love child.
Ooh, honey. Plus, Jonathan Majors will give you an autograph and photo, but you're going to have to pay. We have a lot to cover, so
let's get this started
right here.
All right, well, as usual, the MTV VMAs brought out all the stars. And guys, and what's a VMA show without Taylor Swift?
Right.
She became the most decorated solo artist in VMA history by taking home 7 awards.
Wow.
One of them for Video of the Year for her hit song Fortnite featuring Post Malone. When she gave her acceptance speech, the icon did not forget to thank the champ in her life.
Oh.
Look at this.
And something that I'll always remember is that when I would finish a take and I'd say cut, and we'd be done with that take, I would always just hear like someone like cheering and like woo, like from across. And that one person was my boyfriend Travis.
Have you guys ever heard Taylor Swift thank the man in her life before?
No, it's always the man out of her life. And
right.
She usually disses him as she accepts an award for a song about that person.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I love this for her. I love that she's happy.
Really?
Yes, I love them together. They compliment each other. Don't say nothing negative, Gary.
Well, besides performing and winning an award, Megan Thee Stallion was also the host and make-paid homage to Britney Spears' Slave for You MTV 2001 performance, but that was cut short by a little bit of a freakout. Check this out.
Okay.
She's doing her best. Watch the head of that snake.
Okay. Oh. Stop the music.
Snake trying to get
I'm
the
just pit. Playing. Come get this snake. I don't know this snake. This snake don't know me. Oh my God.
She did good. She ain't picked that sucker up, did she?
Nope.
But stretch it out.
That's a fence. They know black people like one kind of snake, especially Megan. And why would they put that doggone snake on her?
Oh, Gary, remember they put that snake on you and Portia for Dish Nation? That is the funniest one. The way you scream like a bitch. Oh, my God.
I said it. And I like snakes.
It was so funny, Gary. Oh, my God. She was really bold for this, though.
Yeah.
She looked good, though.
She looked so good.
She looked good. She pulled it off for the few seconds that she could handle it. I wouldn't have done it.
I rewatched that Britney clip, and she's, like, dancing and spinning with that giant snake.
I think she knows that her snake was trained.
Exactly. They just threw that snake on Megan.
I don't know where Megan's snake came from.
I don't know that snake. Like don't know me.
Snake. Like, snakes live a long time.
They do
no,
live a long
that's
time.
A, that's a hood snake.
Baby, the story everybody been waiting for. Uncle Shannon Sharp.
Oh, Michelle.
Was waxing someone's buns, y'all, on Instagram Live.
Not the sharpshooter?
Yes, hunty. Fans were taken back when Unk's page went live and all you heard was him and his lady moaning and groaning. Now, pardon us for a second while we take a quick gander, darling, at the video
boy.
So we can give a proper journalistic report so you can hear it. So you can't hear it. You can't hear it, but we can. Please hold. Oh,
child.
It's like listening to a porn.
Yeah.
What if the plot twist that was him doing both voices?
Wow. Wouldn't that be crazy?
That's an angle no one's thrown out there yet.
Yeah. I wanna wow.
It ain't that much noise, honey.
But when they were saying it wasn't ball. Him, it's like, come on, bro. Nobody's voice is like your, oh, Michelle. Well,
come on now, Michelle.
Sounded like that.
That was nasty. Ooh. Now, at first, Unk told his fans his page was hacked. But he finally came clean and said it was him moaning, oh, Michelle. Oh, Michelle. And he's so embarrassed because he's an extremely private person.
Right.
Now, people are saying Shannon did this thing on purpose, and some believe it was an accident. But what do you guys think?
We talked about that, Brett. Now, you said how you got to go through all this process.
Yeah, kind of to do Instagram Live, you have to be on Instagram, then you have to press the plus thing, and then, or whatever, and then you have to slide over to Live. Mm-hmm. Live is like the third one over. Mm-hmm. And then you have to press the button. Mm-hmm. So he said he thought he turned it off. He don't know how to work it.
To his defense, Brad, have you ever got your phone wet and then just all of a sudden a bunch of just mysterious stuff just starts happening on the screen? Because, like, the water makes your screen, like, bug out. And
he
like
didn't
press,
say that, though.
Or maybe
he should have.
Maybe.
Well, we got another middle-aged celebrity caught out here bad for work in the middle. Now, the Foo Fighters singer Dave Grohl had to come clean about cheating on his wife of 21 years.
Oh, no.
He gave someone that Everlong. Dave released a statement saying, I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. Mm. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children, and I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, according to sources, Dave had a divorce attorney on standby before revealing the news, so he's giving it might be a wrap.
Dang.
But the crazy thing, he's like such a stand-up dude. At least seems that way to, you know,
yeah,
like.
He stood up. He ain't gonna be able to see the baby grow. Yeah. So,
well, yeah, he's in his like 50s or something, right?
He like 50-something?
Yeah.
Oh, well, honey, he needs to do something.
Do you think he
55?
Did he say it the way he says it in the song?
What, There Goes My Hero?
No, like, I got another confession to make. No,
I'm not buying another Foo Fighters song.
he lost that Foo battle.
What is the Foo Fighters song, Gary?
And I guess I'm in. What'd you just say?
That's it. That's how it goes. Gary, he's doing a great job.
Anyway, y'all remember, honey, that cute little rumor report I gave you about Jonathan Majors being broke? Well, honey, he's set to appear at the famous Monsters Festival this weekend. And y'all, the tea is, baby, that he will be selling some autographs, honey, for just $140 each and signed professional pictures for $160. Now, y'all, honey, he got to pay Megan. They say he got to pay Megan back, baby. That's $75,000 dog training lessons. Now, they say, are you going to go, baby, to the festival and support Jonathan? I'm sure y'all going to go.
Wait a minute. $75,000 for dog training?
Yeah, like, what do we train this dog to do? Surgery? What are we talking about?
Can he talk?
To keep white women away, I think they said. I don't know.
Oh, it's like an anti-civil rights dog? It's like a reverse
anti-civil
version?
Anti-civil rights.
It only barks at white people?
Wow.
So would y'all buy a picture? Because, I mean...
I would.
Yeah, help him.
That dude is an amazing actor who got jammed up in a bad situation. Mm. There's way many people that did worse and got a less slap on the wrist than he did, man.
And
so
he ain't trying to pay Megan back. She don't want that money back. Like, she loves him. They love each other.
Why do you want them to break up? When you break up, she gonna want that money. She was happy with her damn husband, too. Who she with now, Jonathan?
No, Chris Brown do meet and greets for $1,000. So
but he still got a career.
Jonathan Majors.
And so does he. Yeah. Jonathan Majors.
Back.
Yes, he is.
Right
He's
back.
Very talented. Gary, be optimistic. Damn.
You're supposed to root for us.
A little bit.
I'm rooting for y'all.
Seems like you did the behind bars mimic, right?
Yeah,
like, don't root for me. Please don't.
Well,
switching gears, we lost another great man. The 77-year-old silky soul singer, Frankie Beverly of Maze. Man, that man gave us so many hits, Happy Feeling, Before I Let Go, Joy and Pain, We Are One, and many, many more. Man, family reunions, cookouts, homecomings are never going to be the same, man.
We still going to play that music.
Oh, yes.
Oh, we sure are.
We ain't going to let the legacy of Frankie Beverly die.
Yeah,
he'll be missed. He was a great everything. Had anybody ever seen his shows? Yes.
In my hometown, they swung out on every one of his songs, honey, because they put all, you know, swinging out was a big thing, just like in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And, honey, they love Frankie Beverly music.
At
so he's
every concert, they sing every song.
Yeah.
And he got to tour.
Yeah.
He just finished his last tour.
So
he will be missed.
Our thoughts and prayers are with his family, friends, and fans, and his more Dish Nation after the break.
Well, y'all, Pharrell showed his fans he really is happy, regardless of the situation. So while premiering his Lego film, Piece by Piece, at the Toronto Film Festival, a PETA protester started heckling the star about his Louis Vuitton collection being made from blood.
What?
But like the beautiful person he is, Pharrell handled it like a pro. Look at this.
You're right. You're right. Pharrell. Yes, you're right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's okay. Everybody give her a round of applause, please.
You can tell who meditate and who don't.
Yeah.
Now, is it me or does the heckler look confused for a second? Like, why is he being so nice?
Oh, he threw her off that game real quick. Yeah.
It never fails. Santa Cousins always somewhere with a damn sign.
I know.
And she was running from the security, too. They couldn't catch it. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Well, since we're on the topic of people doing way too much, Chappell Roan had to check a photographer on the red carpet at the MTV VMAs. So the photographer told Chappell to shut the bleep up, and Roan clapped back hella quick with a response. Check this out.
I'm
going to shut the up. You missed a spot.
You shut the up.
Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah. Your publicist told me.
Not me, bitch.
Oh, she's about to cast a spell on somebody.
Oh, okay. Don't she look like Bewitched?
Right? Yeah. Or
The Craft.
Or anybody on Game of Thrones. Anyone. Well, with that clap back and those long nails is given, I'm putting the hex on you kind of vibes. Mm.
Yeah, she wasn't in a good mood.
No.
Because you're really supposed to kind of like ignore that.
Yeah, that's so much. Like when you're down
the
there by
the. It's hectic. They're all talking trash and everybody's saying look a certain way and look this way. And she shouldn't have joined in. What's in her hand, you guys?
Is that a sword?
Yeah, I think when she stabs somebody with it, it releases the souls back into the mountain.
Well, y'all, honey, we have to send a congratulations to Cardi B, y'all.
Yay!
Her and Offset just welcomed a baby girl. Mommy and baby look amazing, y'all. And, honey, is well. So, congratulations, y'all. Isn't that something?
She looks great.
This is the happiest I've ever seen a person, and well put together, I may say, after delivering a child.
She looks beautiful.
And, y'all, speaking of Virgos, oh, my God, we can't go without celebrating a national holiday.
Yeah, Gary, that's right. This Sunday is our very own Big Virgo birthday! Big Tanner Thompson!
Thank you very much.
So, y'all, listen, Ted is not only a host, but he's also an actor whose next big role is right around the corner.
Yes.
So, your Dish Nation fam wanted to give you something to help manifest your dreams, because we're really big on that around here.
Yes.
So here's a poster with you as the leading man and your dream girl, Sydney Sweeney, as the leading lady.
Wow. When Sydney met Tanner.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ticket.
Yeah, get a ticket. Gary, you're getting a ticket, right?
Oh, I'm definitely going to take it.
Okay,
I'm
going to
do it.
Thanks.
Can the most famous film star in the world fall for a Dish Nation host?
Oh, my God.
We believe in it.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
Wow.
We do. We're rooting for
thanks,
you.
Thanks, thanks. I mean, you know, like, it's a little questionable, the age range difference, but, you know, maybe we can make that work. I don't know.
She's just 27. You're
what, 50?
Uh-huh, that's right. No, I'm not 50. I'm not 50, Gary.
What's wrong with 50?
Nothing wrong with 50.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, Brad.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
Oh, we hope you have a great birthday, Tanner.
Yes, Tanner.
We're going to come crash wherever you are.
Let's go, guys.
I got a cake I'm coming out
of. You got a cake you're coming out of?
Shots on me. You coming out the cake, Gary?
Yeah.
Please don't wear a Speedo. Or a thong.
Okay.
Coming up, y'all, Selling Sunset star Alana Gold is out here selling big lies. We'll dish on that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back!
Yay!
Well, season 8 of Selling Sunset was recently released, and newcomer to the show, Alana Gold, is already in some hot water.
Ooh.
On a recent episode, Alana claimed that her and her husband, Adam, owned Pioneer Town, a small town in San Bernardino, California. Well, once the show aired, y'all, the people of Pioneer Town called Alana out, honey. The Pioneer Town Gazette posted this to their IG page saying, Selling Sunset's Alana Gold does not own Pioneer Town, and they demanded an apology.
Ooh.
Well, Well, Alana got the message and she issued a lengthy apology, but she pretty much said, I certainly do not own Pioneer Town. I never have. I never should have said that, and I apologize for doing so. Do y'all think Pioneer Town should ease up off her? Because she is bringing attention, you know, to a small town.
But to tell a bold lie, that you like own you own the whole town, that's crazy. And it's also crazy the font that they used in that Gazette paper.
Right.
It sounded like it was like this. They said that in 1863.
She probably was just saying it jokingly.
Well, she shouldn't have said it. They caught wind, honey. The people that really own that town. Yeah. Like, we ain't let you say you own this town.
They didn't have TVs in Pioneer Town.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, moving on. Do you guys remember how Bachelorette Jen Tran said her fiancé, Devin Strader, ghosted her the day after their engagement, refused to go to counseling, and broke up with her doing a two-minute phone call?
Yeah.
Well, Devin came through and said it was all a lie, especially the counseling part.
What?
Take a look.
There's been a lot of chattering from Jen alleging that I didn't go to couples counseling or I refused to go to couples counseling. I want to go ahead and clear the air on that. I never refused to go to couples counseling. I actually scheduled multiple appointments with her and we went to a couple sessions together. On top of that, Jen and I were also doing individual counseling with our respective therapists from the show at the time. The reason I stopped going to couples counseling is due to the fact that Jen fired our original therapist without consulting me about it.
That'll do it.
Devin
went on in the lengthy video, and he also spoke on how he tried to meet up with Jen in person to break up, but she refused to meet him, so she forced the phone breakup. So is he wrong to share this personal text message and share these receipts online?
I don't think
so. Does this make him look worse? I don't think so.
I don't think so, because he's kind of defending himself. She's out here talking, so he should defend himself.
Well, what happened to being a man and just hush?
And let her just drag his name through the mud.
If you're in the Bachelor Nation, it sure as hell matters. If you want a shot at another show, you at Bachelor in Paradise, the truth has to come out.
And she's the one that did all the damage.
Yeah. Right?
Also, to fire the couple's therapist without the other person in the couple knowing, that's bad. You're getting some advice you don't like.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. They done told you the truth about you.
Maybe it is you.
Yeah.
But for him breaking up with her, it seemed like the same things that people go through to serve papers to somebody. Like, why was it so difficult for him to meet up with her to try to break everything off the way you had to?
She was scared of him. Look how he's talking now. God knows what he would have said.
He looked like he wouldn't harm a fruit fly right
now. Not only is he a gentleman, that's a gentleman.
Well, coming up, rapper David Banner says that he's ready for this thing now that he's 50 years old. Find out what it is after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Yes, y'all. Now, rapper David Banner has accomplished a lot during his career. And now that he's 50 years old, he's ready to accomplish something else. Take a look.
Ready to get married. I'm tired. I'm gonna find my wife, have some kids. You know, I looked up one day, I had all of the music accolades, the film accolades. I had chased my goals so long that when I looked up, I saw that I ran off and left everything else. So like, we forget to be human beings.
My Lord. So why do y'all men, honey, wait until you're old and possibly have performance problems to then settle down? Shout out to that question.
He's chasing his dreams.
Well, but my thing is this, and I love David. But my thing is, y'all wait till you get old, your tadpoles can't swim no damn more, and then you want to come, honey, and all dust they want to come, talking about having a baby. Now, you 50 years old, you have a baby right now today, you'll be 70 when your child's 20. You can't run behind your child, you can't do nothing with the child, so it's too late.
Yeah, if you take care of yourself, you can do anything, man. I've seen enough commercials to know there's a pill for everything.
Yeah, that's true.
No, honey, you need to get me right now in your prime, not 50.
Yo, the dude is in the greatest shape of him. Like David Banner live in a gym.
Yes,
he does. He gonna live to be 100 and something.
He looks amazing. This is the best he's ever looked. He's come a long way. He looks very good.
I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Not 50. You come here at 50 and then you want to have a baby right now? No.
All right. Okay. That's all the time we have for today. See you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling, with state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.